Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time, as always. On a Wednesday, a Philips portable projector's launched in Australia. You can watch your shows on the go. I like this.
Yeah, take your content anywhere. So a little portable projector, one of them so small, it's basically fits in the palm of your hand. $700 and $1,400. Philips is, you know, make a great brand for audio and video, so we know these will be great quality. And basically, this is the idea of, you know, you want to take your content to another room, watch TV in a different bedroom, or you might be a businessman taking your presentations on the road and you don't want to have to take a big screen
yep.
to show other people. So you could take it camping with you, you could put it in the backyard, you could do anything with these projectors because they're so small. Great little devices. You know, projectors used to be very expensive and very niche, but now pretty much mainstream. Great option instead of buying another TV.
I do like the idea of taking it camping because I do a lot of camping with the family. So, you know, that is a huge necessity that we need because the sun will keep sitting there going, I want to watch this. Well, there you go. There's the opportunity.
Yeah, it's just fire up YouTube and put our fireplace on and just have him watch a fireplace virtually on the screen. That'll really excite him.
Oh, that'll keep him entertained for hours. Monopoly and Scrabble without the actual board. This is not possible, is it?
It's very cool. It's the Infinity Game Table. Think of a 32-inch touchscreen monitor with legs. So it's basically a lie-flat monitor with legs as a coffee table. But you can take the legs off and just sit it up on a benchtop or your dining table, and in it are hundreds of games. Now, Monopoly, Scrabble, Connect Four are the kind of examples, but such a great way to have a paperless, a boardless board game in your home. The only problem is it's $2,000, but it does solve the problem of cleaning up after that person that flips the board when they've got the annoyance with the game. They'll probably just go for the power cord right now.
Well, either that or it's going to be an expensive thing to flip over and buy a new one rather than just pop down to Kmart and get yourself another one. So it's Connect 4. I love Connect 4. That seems to be an underrated game.
Yeah, and think about Connect 4. You've got to let all the things come out of the unit, and then you've got to sort them into red and yellow. This way, just new game, thanks very much, and we're off and running again.
Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joins us each and every Wednesday to talk all things technology. Now, a lot of us are getting into the security camera parts of the world because we need them for our home, but this one needs no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, a security camera is a great thing, battery-operated on your Wi-Fi network at home, but if you've got bad Wi-Fi or you've got a holiday home or a big property or you've got a construction site, no matter what the use is, you want a security camera and there's no internet there, the Arlo Go 2 has a SIM card slot. So you can put a 4G SIM card in and it uses the mobile network for sending you notifications or recording video. And it means that for a few hundred dollars, I think it's $450, you can have a security camera where you didn't think you could before. Plus, at home, where you do have Wi-Fi, the 4G can act as a backup. If you have a power outage, you've still got security cameras.
You can read more at EFTM.com. Trevor, really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
This is Trevor Long there, the editor for EFTM.com, joining us on 1332 4BU.